You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline. Brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the lifeline.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Glad to be with you today. Look, I have a very important subject today to talk about. Why Jesus will heal you. Now, if you get into this message and you think it's going to help somebody that has a need, that's sick out there, that's struggling, that's been trying to get healed, I want you to know that you can call anywhere in the world and have friends listen to this program. All you have to do is go to WCNO.com. 24/7 now. Scroll down to the word. This is on your computer. On demand. Click on that. And you'll see a calendar. Click on today's date. You'll see the word Lifeline. So if you have struggling family members or friends anywhere in the world that needs to be healed, and you believe today that this program will help them, you can get up with them and have them listen to it at their convenience 24/7. All right, now, I'm glad to be here with you again today, and I really want to talk about this. This is a very important subject, and we seem to just kind of stay away from it, but you know, I want to talk about why Jesus will heal you. And without a doubt, he is our healer, because this is what Jesus does. I'm going to take a lot of scriptures to show you today the pattern of the Lord Jesus when he walked upon the earth, what he said, what he did, what he expects of us. So if you're out there today now, and you need a healing, maybe you've prayed 1,000 times, maybe you've had 1,000 people pray over you, I understand all of that, but today is your day. And today I want you to know that I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to open this microphone up today. And anyone out there that's hurting, that needs to be healed, can call here for prayer. And the Bible says where two or more agree now as touching anything, it'll be done of them of my Father, which is in heaven. Well, I'm prayed up and I'm absolutely believing and I don't doubt. So I'd be more than glad to be a prayer partner with you today, to bring you into the presence of the Lord, to give you the word of the Lord, and stand with you in faith for your healing. So if you've been struggling and you're hurting now, I'm going to open up the prayer lines in a few minutes. You just call here, and I'll be more than glad to pray with you and to pray for you. You can take the number down now if you'd like. It's 221-1100, 221-1100. If you're out of town, it's 888, toll-free, 221-8990. 90. So, okay, get yourself prepared today. Today's going to be your day. Okay, Matthew 4:23. Jesus went about all Galilee, that's everywhere, teaching in the synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner. Now, remember that word, all manner of disease and all manner of sickness among the people. Now, this is as his manner was. This is what Jesus does. Remember that. He healed all manner. No matter what it was, he healed it. No matter what the sickness was, he healed it. No matter what kind of disease they had, he healed them. Now, this is another case, Matthew 15:30. And great multitudes came unto him. This is another time now. Having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, mainly, many others, and cast them down at the feet of Jesus, and he healed them all. Okay. So, you see the pattern where I'm going here? Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is our healer. He heals just like he says. If you can believe him for salvation, we've got to get to a point where we believe everything he says and we believe him for healing. Okay, and listen to this. And the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them and spoke to them of the kingdom of God and healed them that had need of healing. Okay, what Jesus did, that's what Jesus will do. And this is his pattern. This is what he did. So this is what he does, and this is what he'll do. In the Bible, the way you really interpret the Bible is there's what we call ministers as a law of first mention. If we're not sure about anything, we follow the pattern, the law of first mention. What was done first? Where did it all begin? And unless we find a place where that changes, we stick with it. Whatever Jesus did, until he tells us something different, this is what we do. You understand what I'm saying? What else can we do? We follow the pattern of the Lord Jesus. It is called the law of first mention. I was in the military many, many years ago, and you didn't change anything without a change order. You did what the pattern was. In other words, you knew always, every day of your life, exactly what you're supposed to do. You know the uniform you were to put on. You know what time the kitchen was open. Nothing. You were taught everything, and you always knew what to do because you knew the pattern of the military. And around about October the 15th, you would see notes posted everywhere. October the 15th, we changed to greens from khaki. In other words, everybody's wearing khaki. It's all summer long. Then your sergeant would tell you over and over again. And come October the 16th, at 6 o'clock in the morning, you would not find a khaki uniform on that base. Everybody would be changed because of a change order. All right, now, if we're getting back there, we follow what Jesus did. We can't do anything else until we get a change order. We have to do the law of first mention, what Jesus did, what Jesus taught is what Jesus once done. What he did do, he will do. Does that make sense to you? I mean, this is the way it is. What he did do, he will do. So I just want you to know today now that I will stand in with you. I will pray for you. When you call, you don't have to give your name unless you want to. But I am here without doubt, no doubt whatsoever, ready to pray for you. I don't care what the sickness is. I don't care how hard you've tried. I'll be a prayer partner with you today. And if you're sick or if you're going through a lot of stuff, you may just have a lot of issues. You may be depressed. You may be having a hard time. Maybe you just need somebody to speak a word of comfort. I can do that. No matter what you need out there today, the Lord will supply your answer. Now remember, don't look for me for anything. I am just here in the name of our healer, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I can do nothing. I can't heal anyone. I've never healed anyone. I never will heal anyone. But I can tell you about the one that will heal you, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I am in agreement with the scripture that says, where two or more are gathered in my name, there I'm in the midst of you, where two or more agree is touching anything, it'll be done by my Father which is in heaven. I can do that with you. I have the faith for that. But the Lord Jesus Christ is your healer. It makes no difference where I'm on the radio. You can't see me and I can't see you. And I think that's good. You don't know me and that's good. You don't depend on me for anything and that's good. If you call in here, you're expecting the Lord Jesus Christ to move in your life, to heal you or to comfort you or to give you a word. Maybe you're just a desperate person seeking God, hurting, don't know what to do, been crying out, needing to hear from God, and you call in here. The Lord will speak to you. I just work for him. I just serve him. I am just one that brings his word, his will, his ways to you. So that's who I am, okay? That's all I am, nothing more, nothing less. And there's no problem with distance with the Lord, all right? As long as you believe, that's all that counts, okay? Matthew 10:7. When Jesus sent out the 12. Now, you know what? I've just showed you what Jesus always did. Everywhere he went, did the same thing. When he sent the 12 up, he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Are you a member of the kingdom of heaven? Well, I want you to look at the benefit package that comes with being a member of the kingdom. He said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Look at what you get if you really do believe. He said, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Listen, you can expect something here. He's telling these disciples, when he sent them out, you've received freely. I want you to go out and give freely. I want you to heal the sick. I want you to clean the lepers. I want you to raise the dead. I want you to cast out devils. And you've received freely. Now you go give freely. See, now there's been no change order. If this is what Jesus once done, when he sent the 12 out, this is what he told them to do. He wouldn't want anything different today. Again in Luke, then he called his 12 disciples again. Together then, give them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. Question. Are there devils or demons out here today? Is disease still here today? If so, the order would still stand. He would not want the demons to run over you or diseases to kill you. You understand? Jesus has not changed. Give us a call now. If you have need of healing after today, if you're depressed, if you're hurting in any way, if you really have a need, you just call in here and you and I will get together before the Lord and we'll expect the Lord to speak. We'll expect the Lord to heal. We'll expect the Lord to touch. I'm just the voice. But if you have a need today, today is your day, okay? Give us a call now. 221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8899. Listen, when you call here and you and I get together, you can expect something. Because you've tried already and because people have prayed for you, it doesn't mean anything at all. Today is a new day. Today we're going to ask Jesus, our Savior, to just live up to what he promised, to just do what he said he would do, to just do what he sent his disciples out to do. That's all I'm doing here today. I'm doing what Jesus sent others to do. They're not here today. It's 2,000 years down the road, but I am. And I'm believing everything he said, okay? He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Well, this is the kingdom. Jesus Christ loves you. Jesus Christ died for you. Father sent him to be the Savior of the world. You know what he told Paul? He said, Paul, you turn men on the Damascus Road in Acts 26:18. Turn men from darkness to light, because that's where they were, in darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. He loves you. He cares for you. He went to that cross, suffered, bled, died for you because he loves you and because he cares about you. If you believe that and you're a child of God, then you're in the kingdom of God and there's rights that you have in the kingdom of God. If he's your Savior, he also says he's your healer. He's your healer. If you believe him for salvation and don't believe him for healing, there's something not right about this thing here. He's your Savior, just like he's your healer, just like he's your Savior. What he did, he saves and he heals. So he don't do one way and quit doing the other. Follow me now. There's been no change over here. And they departed. Now the disciples did and went through the towns preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Does that speak to you? The men that he sent out to do what he wanted them to do, they healed everywhere. Are you somewhere? I'm sure you are. You need healed? Call in here today. Let me pray for you. We'll get together. We'll ask the Lord, our Savior, the one who cares about us, to heal, to set you free, to bring deliverance. I hear the name Martha out there today. Martha, are you suffering out there today? If there's a Martha out there today that needs healed, you can give us a call, Martha, and the Lord will heal you today. I hear that name, Martha. There's a Martha out there that needs to be healed today. You call in here, okay? The Lord will heal you. Is that okay? You call, Martha. I'm waiting to hear from you now. And the Lord will heal you today. All right, listen to this. Luke 10:1. After these things, the Lord appointed over 70 now. He's already sent the 12 out. Now he's sending out 70 more. He sent them two by two before his face into the city, every city and place where he himself would come later. And he said, now listen to this. This is when he said to that 70, heal the sick. You know, the sick are out there. And say to them, the kingdom of God has come nigh to you. Now, this is what happened when you step into the kingdom. Because are you in the kingdom? Are you sick today? Jesus said, heal the sick and tell them, the kingdom of God has come nigh to you. Well, what does it tell you when you think about it? It means when the kingdom of God comes to you, you can be healed. It means if you're in the kingdom, you know, this is what you get when you're in the kingdom. He says, listen now, listen again. Heal the sick that are in the city, wherever you go, and say to them, the kingdom of God is coming to you. So what does the kingdom of God bring here? It brings healing from the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, unless I'm misinterpreting this scripture, this is what you get when you're in the kingdom of God. You get healed. The kingdom of God's come down to you. Heal them and tell them. They're healed because the kingdom of God's come down to them. This is what happened. You step into the kingdom of God. Martha, we're waiting to hear from you. Now, there's no distance with the Spirit of God. I don't care where you are, 1,000 miles away, a mile away. It makes no difference, because believe it or not, if I was looking at your face, I could not do anything more for you, because I can't do anything to start with. The Lord Jesus Christ, the maker of the kingdom of God, our Savior, our healer, he's the one that heals. I can do nothing for you, but he can do everything. I can just tell you his promises. I can just agree with you. I can petition heaven for you. The Spirit of God is in me. The Spirit of God is upon me. The power of God will flow through me, but he will do the healing. Is that clear? So don't think about distance does not make a bit of difference. Call now. Remember what he said, two or more agree as touching anything. I will agree with you for your healing. If you have the faith to call for it, I'll get an agreement with you. We will meet this obligation. And he says, heal the sick. The kingdom of God's come nigh to you. All right. If you're in the kingdom, you have a right to healing. Jesus says so. The Word of God says so. You believe this now? If you believe it, you can get it, okay? Luke 7. Listen to this. And a certain centurion's servant, who was dear unto him, was sick and ready to die. This centurion had a servant that was sick, ready to die. This guy's really sick. And when he heard of Jesus, he didn't know about Jesus, but he heard of him. He sent the elders of the Jews. He couldn't go to Jesus. He sent his friend, he had friends that were Jews to him, and said that he would, and asked that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him earnestly, saying, now this man is a worthy man, and he loves our nation, and he has built us a synagogue. And Jesus went with them to heal the servant. And when he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I'm not worthy that you should come into me, come into my roof. Therefore, neither am I worthy to come into you. But you just say the word, and my servant will be healed. Listen then, you just say the word. That's all you have to do. I don't need to see you. You don't need to touch my servant. If you say the word, my servant will be healed. I'm giving you the word today that Jesus is your healer, that Jesus will heal you, that Jesus will save you. He said, you just say the word, and my servant will be healed. That's all he said, just say the word. You can still expect healing today because of what Jesus has said. You just have to learn to trust him. He said, for I'm a man set under authority, having under me soldiers. I say unto one, go, and he goes. To another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. Hit this one. Morning, this is Bob. Can I help you? Hello? This is Bob.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, my name is Debbie.
Debbie, okay, Debbie. And
I need prayer for mental clarity.
For mental clarity, Debbie?
Yes, sir.
All right, Debbie, you know the Lord. No question about that, right?
Right.
All right, Debbie, listen now. Just listen here. This is what the Word of God says. Where two or more agree, as touching anything, it'll be done by my Father. And I want you to expect something. I want you to agree with me that the Lord is going to move in your life, and I'm going to speak mental clearly over your life, and you can expect something, okay? I want you to really have faith to believe that the Lord Jesus is giving you mental clarity, that the Lord Jesus will heal you. Can you do that now?
Yes, I can. I believe the Lord is able to heal to the uttermost.
All right, that's good, Debbie. Well, first of all, I'm just going to pray for you, okay? It's Debbie, right?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Lord, Debbie has done exactly what the Word of God says. She's called. Her and I are going to get into agreement. She needs mental clarity in her life, Father God. And I'm asking you to touch Debbie, to heal Debbie, and just bring perfect clarity into her life, Father, into that brain area. And Lord, I just see a little cloud, and I just rebuke that cloud, that little cloud over her brain. It's like a hand, Father God. I just speak in the name of Jesus and rebuke that attack on her life, and just rebuke that little cloud that I see and command it to leave now and take his hand off of her mind. I release the healing power of Jesus to totally heal Debbie and to bring perfect clarity into her mind and into her life. And I speak a blessing from you, Lord Jesus. I am just taking the liberty. I know that you want to bless Debbie because she's your daughter. I mean, don't take a smart person to know that she belongs to you. She trusts you. She says she does. She's your daughter. I release your blessing, Lord Jesus, over Debbie, and speak total clarity into her mind. Debbie, next week, call back and testify what the Lord has done for you, okay? Have a great day now. Have a great day, okay? Bye. All right. Goodbye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. All right. Okay. All right. I'm trying to get my phone here going. Okay. I forgot where we left off, but... All right, Mark 10, Jesus went about, and when he was not, we're talking about the centurion, I know where we are, I need mental clarity myself, and remember what I was doing. All right, Therefore, neither though I myself worthy to come unto you, but you just say the word, and my servant shall be healed. Don't forget to call now, and the Lord will definitely meet you at your point of need today. Don't, I want you to expect that when you call. I want you to expect to be healed. I want you to call, and you're going to be healed. And the man said, the centurion, I'm also a man set under authority, having under me soldiers. I say to one, go, and he goes. To another, come, and he comes. To thy servant, do this, and he does. As I'm a man of authority, he says, and I recognize the authority that you knew. You don't need to come to me. I know the authority that you have. You say the word only, and my servant will be healed. This is Bob. May I help you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. This is James.
Okay, James.
Yeah, I was listening to your program this morning, and I wanted to have prayer for my son.
Okay.
And his ex-wife and their son.
Okay, anything particular? Do they not tell me, or what should I pray, James?
Well, they're both kind of swaying, you know, with the Lord Jesus Christ being the Lord over their lives and their child's life. So I suppose I would pray for the Holy Spirit to bring them into a close relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and his word, so that they may function as a unit, family unit in the body of Christ.
All right, James, I hear you now, and I know where you're coming from. And you know, James, let me say this real quick. You know, you're doing exactly the right thing. In other words, you ask to receive, you seek, you knock. You ask to receive. Anyway, James, you're doing exactly what you need to. If you are hurting for them, and if you're seeking, you know, if you care, God cares, what I'm trying to say. You're doing exactly what you need to do. You petition the Lord, and you know, you may not see it, James, right before your eyes, because you know how it is, two people have to get into agreement, so you're dealing with two different issues here. But God can do things if you just continue trusting like you're doing. And the fact that you're asking today tells the Lord, it gives him something to work with. Because you're praying, because you care, God will care, and God will work. But we're going to pray for him right now, okay? Father, we just come to you. I'm in total agreement with James. He cares about his family. He cares about his son. He cares about his son's wife. He cares about that grandchild. What he really wants, Father God, I can read it in his heart. He really wants them to have a great relationship with you, because he knows if they have a great relationship with you, they'll have a great relationship with each other, because you're love. And that trickles down. It comes right through and flows right down to them. So, Father, they need the baptism of love, Father God. The Holy Ghost comes out of that then up on them, Father, and brings them godly wisdom and brings them godly desires. And will this change their life? And I'm sure this is what James is after. I just pray that you'll honor the request of this man, James, today, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I ask you to honor everything he asks of you and visit that son and that son's wife and that grandchild, and bless in a mighty way. And you can do this, Lord. You can change hearts. You can change minds. You can change things. Do things today, Father, in their life. Bless mightily in the name of Jesus. Thank you, James. God bless you. Call and give us a report someday, okay? Lord bless.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, now. Okay, so we're talking about this centurion again, and when Jesus heard these things from the man, he marveled. Now, Jesus only marveled twice in the whole New Testament. It's used a lot in the King James, but Jesus marveled two times. Once was right here over the centurion's faith. He marveled. And the others, when he went to his own hometown, they didn't believe anything. He marveled. But here he goes. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned about and said to the people who followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in all Israel. Think about that. The man didn't see Jesus, which we don't need to see Jesus. He just simply believed what he was wanting for. He believed. He had faith for what he needed. He believed that Jesus could heal this servant, which he never met and never would meet, but it didn't make any difference to the centurion. He had faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we have to do. We have to really believe Jesus will do what Jesus said he would do. That he is your healer, just like he's your savior, that he cares about, like James did here, the man called it. He cares enough that he knows Jesus will do something. He's hoping and praying Jesus will do something for someone else. And that's what we need to do. We just need to step out in faith and trust Jesus and everything. If you ever need here, now give us a call. 221-1100. Don't care what it is. Out of town, 888 221-8990. Still waiting for Martha to come with the call with the need that she has. All right. The promised seed, the Jew, the church of that day, they didn't believe a whole lot, but this centurion did believe, and he got what he wanted. He got his servant totally healed, and those who were sent returned to the house, found the servant whole, who had been sick near to death. He was totally healed, never met Jesus, but he just simply got healed because of the faith of this centurion. You can do that today. You can pray for your friends. You can pray for your family. But God will move in your life. God does what God said he would do. Just remember that. You can trust him. You can believe him. He's wonderful. We don't believe Jesus said as much as we believe ourselves. That's our problem. You know, we believe what we see with our eyes instead of what the Lord Jesus said. But he's really our healer. Mark 16:9, listen to this. Now when Jesus, I don't even want to go there. I'm a bit running out of time, so I'm not going to even go there. I'm just going to talk about Jesus as our healer. I don't really have enough time to do a whole message here today. I'm not going to try to. But I just want to tell you, Jesus loves you. Jesus will heal you. If you call in here, we have about 3 more minutes. Be more than glad to pray for you. Let the Lord Jesus heal you, set you free, deliver you, touch your mind if you need that, touch your heart. No matter what it is, God is our healer. Listen, there's never been a change order. Jesus has never changed anything that he said. He's never withdrawn what he did. He heals the sick. He raises the dead. He sets us free. He delivers and he saves us. He's never stopped doing that. And he told his disciples, go into all the world. Listen to this. He already told his disciples, he's getting ready to go. This is the great commission that we talk about all the time. He told his disciples, go into all the world. That's right here in Stuart. And preach the gospel to every creature. That's all of us now. Go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Now, this is his final statement to mankind. Called the Great Commission. Woe to the man that would attempt to change or challenge this order. This is the order of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, this can't be changed. He said, he that believes is baptized be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Are you still believing? Jesus said, you can be healed today. He's never changed. This is the Great Commission. This is the last thing he said. He left here wanting us to believe that he still heals today. Do you believe that? You can give us a call. We'd be more glad to help you. 221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8990. Listen, we're running out of time. But listen, I need your support. I really do. We just are still praying for this thing out of our pocket for the most part. We really need help. I take nothing out of this. I just need help to help pray for the radio time. I really need your help. Please send a check to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. That's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. One more time. One word. Lifeline, 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Or email us at TryLifeline. T-R-Y. One word now. TryLifeline. That's really easy. TryLifeline Gmail. How are you going to forget that? TryLifeline Gmail.com. Send me an email. TryLifeline Gmail.com. Send that email. TryLifeline Gmail.com. Send that check. Lifeline 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. God bless you. I'll see you again next week. And just keep trusting the Lord. Keep praying. You don't need me to pray for you to be healed. You trust what Jesus said. He's the healer. I am not. You can just continue to pray. Continue to seek the Lord. Don't stop. There's been no change order. The Lord loves you. We'll heal you just like he saved you. Trust him for it. God bless you now. We'll see you again next week. God bless you. Have a great week. Have a great life. I want to speak a blessing over everyone out there listening. In the name of the Lord Jesus, be blessed.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen. A broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.